Josh Aiello describes himself as a former cubicle dweller who for years toiled for an endless sequence of bosses. He can type 35 words per minute, which is a little too slow for a position in the front office, but Josh Aiello also writes books. His latest one could be considered revenge against those who made his life miserable in the bowels of corporate hell. In 60 People to Avoid at the Water Cooler, he has created broad composite profiles of all the co-workers who made him want to call in sick. And Josh is in the New York Bureau. Josh, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
You know, it's been said that some corporate atmospheres are like high school with money. Would you agree?
I would totally agree with that, actually. That's perfect. For example, the guy I hated the most, who I call the pompous general partner, you know, he was the big man on campus, and, you know, he had his roving pack of yes men. They would just roam the halls and scare the little temps like me into our lockers. Or cubes, as it were.
Well, who's the dinosaur that you avoid?
He's anybody whose corporate culture has just completely passed by. He's kind of hanging on to like an antiquated notion of how the office works, sending faxes and using mimeograph machines. Everybody else had email. And he was old and hanging on, and the younger managers were trying to force him out. I don't know. He had his hooks in somehow.
Have you seen the ad on TV for one of the office supply type stores, and it's kind of done in a Sopranos mobster kind of way? Kind of fits in with your supply cabinet guy, have you?
I think so. It rings a bell, yeah.
This is the guy that counts out every paperclip, or, you know.
Oh, the office manager?
Yeah.
She has like a Byzantine empire of Post-its and highlighters, and you can't get a paperclip without filling out like forms in triplicate.
I think there's one that we all run into, but it's kind of a conundrum because oftentimes these workers actually know what they're doing and they're very important. You call them the condescending IT guy.
Yeah. You know, I have mixed feelings about them as well, because when I did have to call them over to my desk, the experience was usually a bad one. But at the same time, I really envied the fact that they found the secret to corporate life, which was having a job that nobody understands. The boss had no idea what they were doing and couldn't function without their esoteric computer work. Even though they weren't the highest, they called the shots anyway.
Yeah, but the main answer to everything was reboot, right?
Right, right. They weren't actually helpful, don't get me wrong. I don't know, they seemed like they knew more than us somehow. Hmm. Even though I could probably plug a mouse in by myself.
So let me ask you, if you try to avoid all the 60 types of annoying coworkers at the water cooler, mm-hmm. will you ever be able to leave your cubicle for a drink of water?
No, I'd recommend bottled water, definitely.
Josh Aiello is the author of 60 People to Avoid at the Water Cooler. He also wrote A Field Guide to the Urban Hipster, and he joined us from New York. Josh, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
It's 22 minutes before the hour.